Hey.
No.
Oh.
We finished hammering off. Halacha Zayin. Hivish Bikurov. If somebody set aside Bikurim, Umachar Sadeu, and then he sold the field, so he no longer owns the field, maybe he brings Bikurim and set aside Veinokorim, but he can't read the formula because he doesn't own the land anymore. It says the land which I own. Bashani, the second individual who bought the land, may also mean maybe from that fruit he doesn't bring Bikurim. Why? Because Bikurim already brought on that fruit. Meaning from any other fruits, maybe he's the Kore, he can bring the Bikurim and he can read the Parsha. May also mean maybe the Kore, even from that type he can bring Bikurim and read. You can read the Parsha as well. He wishes the Bikurov. If a person set aside Bikurim, Nomku, and then they became ruined, they rotted, Nivzazu, they became stolen, Nignavu, stolen by armed robbery or burglary, Ovdu, they got lost. Oshanitmu, they became Tomei. Maybe Achetachte, you bring others in their stead for Eino Kore, but you cannot read the Parsha. Why? Because they're not racious. It says, racious Priya Adama, and these are not the first fruits. The first fruits are gone. Hashniim, the second fruits also, if a non-Kohen ate them, have to pay an additional fifth when he makes restitution to the Kohanim. What happens if Nidmehu Ba'azora? You bring the fruit to the Beis HaMikdash, into the precincts of the Beis HaMikdash, that's the Azora, and they got Tomei there. So no fate, you pour them out of the basket in which you brought them, Veino Kore, and you cannot read the Parsha, because it says there they didn't get Tomei, these did get Tomei. How many know that he has to replace Bikurim if they get damaged or lost up till he brings them to the Temple Mount? Once he brings them to the Temple Mount, he no longer has to replace them. Shemet says, Reshis Bikurei at Moscha, the first fruits of your land, Tavi Beis Hashem Lekech, you should bring to the house of God your Lord, Vigomer, etc. Mulami, this teaches us, Uchai Bar Chiyusan, he's liable for them, Achiyavin Labarabais, until he brings them actually up to the Temple Mount, at which point his liability ceases. Let's say you brought for that year already from one type, let's say grapes. You already brought Bikurim and read the Parsha. Then you brought from another type, let's say barley. Eino Kore, you don't read the second time. In other words, you're only going to get to read the Parsha one time a year. That's all. No more than that. Okay? We're just starting the Gemara. We're just starting the Mishnah. What's the logic of the rabbis who said that the initial owner brings Bikurim, not the second owner when the field exchanged hands? I said over today, Pam Achasu Megid, one time you get the right to say it over, and Veinuchov Magid Pam Shnir, you do not read a second time. So that means we're assuming not just on the person, but also on the fruits. You can only if you have a vineyard and then you sell the vineyard, but before you sold, you brought Bikurim. The second guy can't bring Bikurim. So that's more of Leisa Ravido Kandazer. He holds this way. It's a perfectly logical approach. Isle Boramechli says that's by one person. One person cannot read the Parsha a second time. But if I own the vineyard and I brought Bikurim from it and I sold the same vineyard to you, you can bring Magid v'Chozer Magid. You can bring the Bikurim and you can also read the formula on them as well. Now, going back to the Mishnah a minute, the Mishnah said that if you set aside Bikurim, they got lost or destroyed or damaged, and you replace them with other fruit. Okay, and that other fruit, you do not pay a fifth for if a non-Kohen inadvertently ate them. He doesn't pay an additional fifth when he makes restitution to the Kohen. Some Rabbi Yochanan Ben Yehuda say Mishum Yechidi Ani Shoni also. I learned that this part of the Mishnah, this second Mishnah, is a specific individual opinion. Not everybody holds this way. V'tani came with that way as a brisa as well. Rav Shimon Yehuda Amar Mishor Rav Shimon Rav Shimon Yehuda Ben Yisa name Rav Shimon Shneim Enchayav Leim Chomish. The second time around, in other words, you set aside some of his restitution. You're not chayav a fifth if it gets consumed or damaged, etc. Rav Shmuel, if you consume it, you're not chayav a fifth. Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak B'Shem Rabbuna said Shneim Lochin Shneim. When you're making restitution, you're giving Bikurim not as original, but as a replacement, then loichem afilu min ashuk, you could take it even from the marketplace. It doesn't have to be from your own field, it could be from anywhere. Says Marmat Avidlon, what is their status? Ketosefes Bikurim is like an additional Bikurim, in other words, you bring more than necessary as Bikurim, okay to Bikurim, or is it like an adornment for the Bikurim? Itavdune Ketosefes Bikurim, if you look at it like additional Bikurim, Beturmina Demite's example from Tayyigov Demite. If you look at it as being the adornment of the Bikurim, chayov in b'tmai, it's chayov in d'mai. Why is it chayov in d'mai? Because it's not part of the Bikurim. Iter Bikurim is stuff which you would adorn your Bikurim with, but it's not an integral component of the Bikurim, so certainly in that case, it's like regular fruit. You have to take off d'mai from it if it has a question as to its origin and the maisus thereof. Okay. Nidu Bazar.
Am I going too fast, Mr. Zuber? Is it okay?
No, I lost you.
Oh,
We're near, we're two dots, about 6 lines above the Mishnah or so. Nidu Ba'azara?
Above the Mishnah?
Above Halacha Ches.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's the next page. Good point. Forgot about that. Okay. Nidmu Ba'azara. If it became tome in the Beis HaMikdash proper, no faith, you spill out the basket of vein, according to you don't read the parasha of Bikurim. Rabbi Chama Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Yisrael Chinna said, Nidmu HaBikurim. Bikurim become tome, Hasalim Ditoy the Kohanim. Then the baskets are given to the Kohanim. They get to keep the baskets. The Chsiv, it says, V'lokach HaKohen HaTenem Yodecho, the Kohen takes the basket from your hand. So it's not just fruits, it's baskets, and he gets the baskets. Lemini Tzicho, according to who do we need the end of the Mishnah? The end of the Mishnah says that if you brought one time that year, then you read already the parasha then, you don't get to read the parasha again another time that year. Lemini Tzicho, who do we need to say this for? Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, you can bring Bikurim and read the parasha multiple times. That's only if two different people bring the Bikurim from the same field, then they get multiple times. But if you brought Bikurim and then you brought again, and then you bring for another type of the seven species, you cannot read the parashat Bikurim a second time. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Tavi Rabbi Shimon Shimon Bar Yochai. Okay, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai learned like this. V'amarta v'samachta. It says you should say it and you should rejoice. So from this we learned that the reason why when the Bikurim become tummy, you can't read the parashat is because heavy arm of the sim can only say when there's joy, and there's only joy when you can eat it. If the Bikurim become tummy, if you come tummy, the Beis HaMikdash is no joy, and therefore you cannot read the parasha Bikurim because you cannot enjoy them, so you cannot read the parasha which expresses the joy of Bikurim. Okay? These are the people who bring Bikurim and may read the parasha of Bikurim. From Shavuos until Sukkis, Mishiva Saminim, and also it has to be from the seven species. It can even be Minat Peyush Shabahorim, from the fruit in the mountaintops, Minat Morim, and from the Deit Shabamokim, which are in the valleys, Umezeitzei Hashemen, and from the oil olives, and from Transjordan. Rabbi Yosef Omer, Amen, Bikurim Avril Yardin, we do not bring Bikurim from Transjordan. Why? It's not a land flowing with milk and honey. Okay? You know, when you land in Amman, they don't play Eretz Zavat Chalav Vadvash on the
plane. So everyone has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, it's not Zavat Chalav Vadvash. Right. Okay? Rabbi Yosef Shet.
One would think that Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is tied in with.
No, look at the Gemara. Rabbi Yosef Shimon said a lot of good chidushim. 16 square meal, not 16 square meal, 16 by 16, what would that be? 144?
That's
12 by 12. Good point. Okay. 256. 256? So, it's 256 square meal, so that's about 256 square kilometers. Chazur, Chazur, the Tzipurin, around Tzipurin, Hein, Hein, Eretz, Avaz, Vash. That's the land flowing with milk and honey, the Galil. All these people are settling in Yudah v'Shamron. It's not Eretz, Avaz, Chalavut, Vash. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, that wasn't not meant as a political statement. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Man de bekader ilan shigunaya, somebody who cuts through the hills. In other words, if you measure the 16 mil as the crow flies, and not by going up and down mountains, then the Beit Shan min home, Beit Shan becomes part and parcel of the Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash. Man de bekader hadah. If you to measure as crow flies in the other direction, because you know Sar Midhon, the Gidosar Valley, which is near the Kinneret, comes far and parcel of these 16 mils as well. Mesivul Rabbiyon. Now the answer Rabbiyon of Oksiv doesn't say Vomar. Hashem says, I said, Aletzchem, I will take you out Meoni Mitzrayim from the poverty of Egypt. El Eretz Toivol Rechovel. So the entire land of Israel is a broad and plentiful, good land, and it is full, flowing with milk and honey. So it sounds like the whole Eretz Yisrael. Amar Loin, so he said, no. Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash means Eretz Asher Ba Zavas Chalav Udvash. Within it, it's Chazavas Chalav Udvash. So therefore, in Taka, we can have a Shita even which holds that. Where's the limitation of Zavat Chalav Udvash? Nikolio. Okay? Naim Eretz Yisrael. Okay? Yeah. It was never rebuilt, but it's near Tveria. Okay? Tani. Ashenasatali, that which you gave to me, Loshenataltali Matsmi, not the land which I took on my own. So Hashem precludes the land which Amisul took on their own from bringing Bikurim. Mabine, what's the difference? How you explain the Pasuk? I'm Rabbi Yovin. Rabbi Yovin said, Chati Sheva Menashe. Beneon. The difference is Chati Sheva Menashe. Now Reuven and Gad came and asked for their portion of Transjordan. Menashe now called to ask, but they got it there anyway. I guess because they had a lot of sheep. So they got it there anyway. So he says any land which was given as opposed to taken on its own, so that includes Chati Sheva Menashe Lo Nozlu Miatzman, right? They didn't take on their own, right? They were granted it by Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore they could be in Kurim. He says that the criterion is the land flowing with milk and honey. So if you look in, nonetheless, say in Eretz Avas, Chalav Udvash, the land of Menashe is now the land of Eretz Avas, Chalav Udvash, because it's the area where? Part of the area of? Eva Yardin. Which part of Menashe have, by the way? Which part of Menashe have? Yeah, which, the one on the other side of the Jordan River, which do they have?
We're on the other side of the Jordan?
No, on this side of the Jordan. On the west side, west bank. On the east bank. In the Golan. They have the Golan. Yes.
The other one is down below. Reuven and Gad below.
Yes, what do you want to ask?
I was under the impression that it was Reuven, Gad, and Chati Sheva Menashe
asked that they were... No, look at the Chumash again. It's Taka not there. It's only Reuven and Gad who come to ask.
No, they decided to put them there to keep the others.
It's only going to Reuven. Take a look at Parshas Matos again. It's only Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. Okay, Kodesh Lo Shilono, it's a Toshel Chayiv, it's only by its three trees in his friend's yard. So maybe Corey brings the equipment, read the parasha, because he say he brought land. If you buy three trees, the default assumption is that you get land with them. But right, Meomer, a few Stein Meir says even with two trees. Kona Ilon Kako, if you bought the land and explicitly include the land in the sale, then maybe Corey you can bring the equipment and read the parasha. Even people who are sharecroppers by percentage or by flat fees can bring Bikurim and read the Parsha. So what kind of sharecroppers are we talking about? It says Matani Chakuri Bate Ovos in a Mevin. We learned that the Chokrim, those are paid by flat fees, but it's a hereditary right. Each generation inherits the right to be a choker on this land from the previous generation. Okay? So chakuri bate avos literally means from their parents' house. Ain avivim, they cannot bring bikurim. They don't really own it, even though they have permanent contracts. The contract passed down as inheritance. They don't really own it. Rabbi Domer ain atzom avivim v'koichin. Rabbi says, our Mishnah does say you can bring the Bikurim and read the Parsha. Rabbi Zir, Rabbi Chimash, and Rabbi Yechanan said, V'chakure bote ovoisim asniso. Our Mishnah is talking about hereditary positions. Only in hereditary position do I say that it's a covenant on the sharecropper to set aside Bikurim. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yasim, Rabbi Yehuda said, Pepali arisus v'chakirusim amis misnam asniso. Our mission is talking about even regular, not hereditary, sharecroppers.
This is Rabbi. Can you hold it? Can you person? Can you group topic?
He could. It's an interesting point, but the Gemara doesn't actually pick up on that. That's an interesting point, but the Gemara does not pick up.
A sharecropper only has a monetary. He doesn't own the land. Right. It's just. Yet we're saying that he has to bring Bikurim, which implies a form of ownership. So that is.
According to Rabbi Yehuda is a minority opinion.
Right. So he must hold that a right to the produce is like a right to the land. That's it. Kenya Perska, Kenya Gupta.
Well, he owns the produce, he doesn't own the land.
It's as if he owns the land. That's his right. But I don't see that there would be then a qualitative difference between Arisus Boteavos and not Arisus Boteavos. If Kenya Perez, Kenya Goofy, you couldn't give the dichotomy. The Gemara clearly doesn't hold this dichotomy, right? Okay? Except Rabbi Hila. Now, in Rabbi Hila, you might be able to say this. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yasim, Rabbi Yehuda said, Pepale Arisus Vachakirusim Asni, so our mission not talking about hereditary positions. Talking about temporary positions. Now, I haven't boiled the man, but they wanted to say, whoa. So he holds it, talking about even non-hereditary positions, at least. That which it says, however, sharecropper, takes up Bikurim, it's not talking about a temporary oris or chakir, right? One which is there only temporarily. I made a very bad mistake. Let me rectify that immediately. I'm bay my mind about baris chakir si masisi harboris chakir. This is talking about. Yeah, hard baris lechokir. What's said in our mission about sharecroppers? Low baris leshoach bechokir leshoach. Is it not talking about where it's a temporary oris or a temporary chokir? However, hard baris lom of chokir loyla. Maybe it was a permanent oris.
Even according to
Tanakhama. That's right.
So the point is the reason. It really is kinyan perska kinyan gufta. But the question is, what is.
No No, wait. Give me four or five more lines. Okay. Rabbi Chiya B'Sher B'Yon said, Afilu Boris Lelim L'Chokir Lelim, even by a permanent or it's a permanent Chokir, they know maybe he doesn't bring. Why? Lama? Because, here's a big typo, should be, not a big typo, smile, but it's more, B'Chakiros Bote Avos, and Arisus Bote Avos, he must be saw. Our mission is specifically talking about even the machlokas is by permanent, by hereditary. Not even by permanent is that sufficient. If I have a lifetime contract to be the Oris, I still don't bring Bikurim. It's only if it's a hereditary position. Now, granted, you can argue a point in those who hold in the Havmin of the Gemara, but not in the Maskana of the Gemara. Okay? Hajlach Yesh Mevin. Hachumav HaBikurim. New parak. Hatruma v'abikurim, truma v'abikurim chayav lehem misa. If you eat them and you're not supposed to, you get death in the hands of heaven. V'chomesh, if you are unintentional, you pay a fifth to the kohanim. V'asurim lazorim, and they are forbidden for non-kohanim. V'hei nechsei kohen, they belong to the kohen. V'olim be'achurum and they are bought if they can, they blend in 1 in 100, like truma. You have to wash your hands before you eat it. You have to go to the mikveh and wait till nightfall before you eat it. These are multiplied in truma yikurim, masha enkein b'maiser, and do not apply to maiser. Okay? We're on both on base, Mr. Zuger. You have it? Okay, truma v'abikurim v'chule. Yeah, we're starting more. Truma v'abikurim v'chule. See if it says, "Vani nei nazati l'cha." Behold, I have given to you as a mishmas trumosai, the safekeeping of my trumos. No, trumosai is plural. Shtei trumos. There are two trumos. Truma itself, v'abikurim. Truma. How do we know that the lav of truma, or the maybe it's the source of truma? One second. It's not clear. We're trying to learn. The Gemara is going to try and figure this out in a few more lines. Truma dechsev la yisol of chetva mesu ki yichalu. The Ksandia Truma has learned that you die for eating truma illicitly, because it says that you should not bear an iniquity if you eat it and desecrate it. Habikurim. How do you be kurim yichayev death in the hands of heaven if you're Yisrael eats them? See, it says lokacha kohen veivesim shoma. It says they should bring their olo sechem, and then it goes on to say utrumas yotcha, the gift of your hands. Now that's clearly talking about bikurim. Elu bikurim tichsiv lokacha kohen eterim yodecha, because there it says that the kohen should take it from your hands. So utrumas yodecha, the gift of your hands, is going on to that which goes to the Kohen, right? So says the Gemara, oh, no more kutch because of Daber. Says more, maybe not. Maybe when it says that I gave you Mishmeres to Mosai, if you don't keep them properly, you're going to get put to death in the hands of heaven. Maybe that's by kutchim. Says the Gemara, Kvark Siv Kores by kutchim. Ray says by kutchim that you get Kores. So you don't need to tell me that you get Misa as well. So says the Gemara, if you have Misa, Kores by kutchim. Why not? Boom, boom. Baruch Dynamis, Baruch Dynamis. We'll kill him twice, right? Water be Misa, water be Mukoris. Says more. What? It's not cap punishment. Cap punishment in the hands of heaven.
So what?
You want to basically ask your question. Says more. V'chiyesh Misa, Mace, V'chiyesh Ru Mace. Can one kick the proverbial bucket and kick the self-same bucket over again? So says the Gemara, Kiato Ditane. Says more, no, it's like that which we learned. Hamesa Chamishim Shona, somebody who dies by year 50 of his life, Mace be Kores, he underwent the penalty of Kores. L'chamishim Mishtaim, a person dies at the age of 52. So, Zumi Sashmuel Navi, that's the death of Shmuel the prophet, who died at the age of 52. Meshishim, person dies at the age of 60, Misa Mura Betorah, this is the prescribed death in the Torah. as we see by the people who died in the Midbar, they died at the age of 60. L'shivim, person dies at the age of 70. Mitzvah shalchiba, it's a death of affection, because he lived a full life, I guess. L'shmoinim, if a person dies at the age of 80, so then it's mitzvah shel zikna, it's the death of an elderly person, right? Mikan Veilach, says our amazing anti-geriatric Gemara. Mikan Veilach, after the 80th birthday, it ain't worth living anymore. Mikan Veilach, Chaye Tsar, it's life of anguish.
Doesn't the Baha'i say that Karis is age 60, not age 50?
Correct.
A difference.
Yes, a difference. Okay. Says Gemara, Ma chamitz meimar meisel chamishim shor bikoris. What did you see to say that if you die before the 50th year, it's considered koris? Says, I'll tell you. It says, al tachrisu shemish b'chos hakasi. It says, do not eradicate the tribes of the family of Kos from the Levites. This family of Kos bore what in the Beis Hamikdash? Yeah, you're safe and you're correct. I spilled my coffee out of shock. Okay. No, it wasn't so shocking. You got it right. Sorry. The family of Kos carried the Aron, right? So it says that before they would come in to take their loads, the Aron and his kids would come in and cover the Kalim, so they wouldn't look and they wouldn't come to touch, right? So it says, "Zotasulaim b'chivloyem musu." This do them so they live and will shall not die. Asulaim tvar davashokatot. It's going to make for them a rectification. Shloizuna name based kodesh kodashim. They shouldn't enjoy even the sight of the kodesh kodashim itself. Uksivin it says, "V'loyavoli rois kibalas achkodesh v'meisu." They shall not come and see when the kodesh is swallowed, meaning when it's covered, meaning before it's covered, lest they shall die. Uksivin it says. How long do the Levites work? Only until they were age 50. So it says, Al tachrizu, do not be co-race them. So by definition, co-race must be before the age of what? For the age of 50. Like the living. Okay, just give me a second. I want to rinse this off. Okay, Rabbi Avin Braid, Rabbi Tanachum by Trifon. Shama, let me know if you learned out from here. It's a very difficult pasuk from which to learn out. I'll tell you the Mashbiach pshat in a minute. It says from here, Yimei Shlo Sedebohim Shavim Shana. The days of our years are 70. Same man as Shavim Shana, take away out of the 70 years, this 20 years, Shain Basin Shomalon, on Shiva Korsim. During which time, Basin Shomalon does not give punishments nor give kores. They say so, to come to the conclusion that Ames Chamishim Shona Mace be Kores. When you die at the age of 50, that's called Kores. This is a very difficult concept, right? How do you see it in the apostle? Well, it doesn't say somebody dies before 50 there. It says, you may still say to Shivim, so you'd expect anybody that's before 70. So everybody has difficulty with this, and Lev Yushlaim, whatever he says, is unintelligible. But what I think is the pshat, good pshat is the Mashbiach, so I don't know if it's pshat either. Mashbiach says, it says, the rise really from the end of the pasuk. It says, you may still say to me, Shavim Shana, being Vuro Shmonim Shanim. Okay. So take 20 off of that. Because those are the first 20 years, Pesach and Shomal doesn't punish. Then you still have to give the guy Kores. And Kores means he loses half of his life. That's what he says. Well, if you take off 20, what's half of the remainder? 30. What's 20 and 30? 50. So if he dies before 50, that's Kores. Okay? So the assumption is that we start with 80 as the factor. That's Kores. Kores means cut. So cut in half. So you cut in half the remainder after the 20, and then you have 50. Okay, that's the Mashbiach Pshat. Says the Gemara, the Chamishim Mishtaim, somebody that is age 52, it's not Kores, it's because Shmuel Navi died at that age. Mitzvah Shmuel Navi. Rabbi Yabba Breg, Rabbi Bobby, and Rabbi Yeshua, the Sichlim B'Shem, Rabbi Levi said, B'chol Etzev, Yeh Mosar. Which we dash into mean, in anything extraneous, there is sadness. And And advice to assign the words of lips, Achmar, sir, only cause shortcomings. How so? Chana, Idei Shirimso, Betfila. Chana, since she davened so much in the base, in the Mishkan for Shmuel, so, Kitzer Yamash Shmuel, she abbreviated Shmuel's lifetime. Shamra, she said, Yeshev Shamad Olam, that Shmuel should be in the Mishkan forever. So that was 50 years. Wait a minute, but he was 52. Levi only gets 52 years, right? You see, Ben Chamishim Shana Yoshu Mishma Yitzva Avoda. But I'd say 52 years. 50 years. Levi gets 50 years, so how'd it get to be 52 years, right? See, it says, Ben Chamishim Shana, the end of 50 years, you go back home from the army of being a Levite. So therefore, how do you get from these 52? Says Maharam Rabbi Yisrael. She also, we don't count the 2 years in which she, after which she weaned him. Whereas the clock of 50 starts from the time he was brought to the Mishkan when he was already 2 years old.
Doesn't the member say that Yitzchak was weaned until age three?
No, it was two. Does it say that?
Yeah. Is it? Rashi bring it down?
I remember.
It's three. No, I'm not sure. I think it's three.
Rashi, where? No, it says Biyom Higa Melchas also. We dash in Hain Gimel is 8.
So he was weaned at 8?
No, he had his bris at 8. According to Drush, Higa Mel has nothing to do with Bikurim. Or, Higa Mel applies to the Drush, but it's exclusively the Drush. So Gemara, we're coming up to in Shabbos. Here. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yossi Barbun. Shlain Shabbat. Shishi Misa Mura Batara. You see that? Mr. Zuger, you have it? Shishi Misa Mura Batara. I don't know exactly where it is.
So that what you got to do is take a Gilead Shas.
I'm Rabbi Yossi Barbun. I understand. Oh, it's a bad week for me.
This week.
That's not a reason. The older I get, the less I'm able to sleep. I don't know if that's an ongoing thing.
It gets worse.
Oh, great. I'm Rabbi Yossi Barbun. Ushlain Shumat, we just, sorry. Lushishi Misa Murav Torah, 60 is the death mentioned in the Torah. Rabbi Chizkiya, where so? Rabbi Chizkiya b'shem Rabbi Abba said, Shem Rabbi Achol, Rabbi Chizkiya b'shem Yaakov b'Achol said, Ksivim said, says, Im yira ish banosh meila dor razev, somebody in this evil generation will see. They won't see the, they will not see Eretz Yisrael, right? And when did they die? Hagat Mecha. Imagine to yourself. Sheyotza mi Mitzrayim ben 20 shana. A person left Egypt when he was 20. Vodos ba'midbar aboyim shana. And he spent 40 years in the desert. To Mason, then he died. Bye-bye. Nimtei so'emer ha'meisu shishim shana. Mitzamur Torah. 6 years of death, which is mentioned in the Torah. Uksivin, there's also a pasuk which says, Tavo b'kalach. Whatever kalach actually means, I don't know. But kalach in gematria is 60. So we learned that at the age of 60, they died. Now, this is also not good, die at the age of 60. The way it works is, until age 50, if you die, according to Yushami, it's kares. Up to age 60, if you die, it's considered to be misa b'dei shamayim, less severe, but still a penalty. Only once you get above the age of 60 is it not considered to be a premature death. Okay?
Precisely age 60 is recently.
Your 60th year. Which is where, according to English birthdays, you are what? 59.
59
is the 60th year.
Okay? Lashin and Shana. You're 60 already? Really? L'shivim shana, person makes it to 70 years, misa shel chiba, and then he dies. It's a death of love. The chesiv it says, yimei l'shivim shana, our days of our life are 70 years, and he made it. L'shmoni, person dies at the age of 80, misa shel zikna, it's a death of old age. Shema it says, v'im b'gvuros, when one is mighty, shmonim shana, 80 years. Barzilai said to David when David is fleeing from Avshalom, Ben Shmonim Shana Anochi, I'm already 80 years old. Haida Ben Tova Ra, do I know the difference between bad and good? Now, this should be. That's the place? Avar. Not Afer. It should be Avar. Avar Chamishim Vasa Dover. Now, one asks a theological question. 50 years passed. Vasa Dabra should be Kars, and you get, and then you do it with your Chayav Kars. Let's say Mechal Shabbos. So it should be Achal. Achal V'chade. Should just eat and rejoice? In other words, once you get past 50, how can we give you Kars, right? So too, Avar Sheetin, Vasa Dabra Shuavar. Shubhava Misa. If you pass the age of 60, you did say which you're supposed to get Misa de Shemaim. Should be Acha V'chade, just eat and rejoice. Says Mara Tana, very interesting answer. Tana, Rabbi Chanina Betunu said, Omer, Zagacho is a cave, an old man away in Chalev. Chibimo Dienu should be Kores. Who's going to tell me he gets Kores? Meaning, he's already past the age of Kores. Oshachil is a Shabbos, old man is a Chal Shabbos. Mace be Kores, he dies with Kores, where's the Kores? Ella, rather, Kini, Makini. This is the way to learn it, according to Yerushalmi. Hamace Liomechon. If a person gets ill and dies within 24 hours, that's Misa Shozan, that's a death in which Hashem is angry at him. Shnayim, person gets death for 48 hours and then he dies. Misa Shabola, it is a confusing death. L'shlosha Meis Magefa, if he dies at the end of 4 days, he dies in a plague. Tani Rav Shobar Chalafta, Ben Shoban Chalafta, Meis Be'echad B'shnayim B'shlosha. If he dies on the first, the second, and the third of the days after he became sick, these are all mace be kores. These are death by kores. In other words, what does kores mean after the age of 50 or 60? It means you die quickly. The quicker you die, the worse off you are. Okay? Says the Gemara, Lashisha, I skipped.
I've lost my place.
Meis Be'echad B'Shnayim B'Shlosh. Let me start. Time Rav Chalafta Mishol says, Meis Be'echad B'Shnayim B'Shlosh. You die within 1, 2, or 3 days of the onset of your illness. That's Mesbi Koris. That's Koris. It's called the lingo Koris to Yome, not Koris to Shani. You don't lose years, it's too late for that, but you lose days and the potential to do tshuva. Okay? It's a proper death. The Shiva person dies after 7 days, Shelchiba. It's a death of precious death. You can't have a person sick for more than 7 days before he dies. He's considered to be a Mesbi Surin. So he died out of agony, and therefore his agony is a bit of atones for his other sins. Okay? Macha, Mr. Maymar, what do you want to say? Mesbi Shloshes Yavim.
1 second.
Okay, this is a new thing. What did you say to say? The Mesa Shloshi, I mean, a person dies after 3 days, Mesa of the Gepa, that's considered being dead by sword, or by plague. Chilvi Bar Giryo, or Bar Breda of Yavo, Chilvi the grandson of Yavo, Omar, he said, Shamis. I'm just want to say, I'm not sure, I might have missed the question. No. Chilvei bar Brady Ravio, granted of Omar, he said, Shamis Akali, the Rebbe. I heard the voice of Rebbe, Dorash, it was Dashing. Vayiba Sar Yomim, and I came to Basel on that day. Vaygo Vashemes Novo Vayomos. Hashem smote Novo, who was one of David's early rivals, who was married to Abigail, and he died. She died. Tola Kodesh Baruch Hu Shivas Yimei Evlo Shel Shmuel. Kodesh Baruch Hu blinked the 7 days of the mourning for Shmuel.
That's
also called David's rivals.
The
Ratsu Dictani, who's the husband of Abigail.
We learned the Ratsu
Achaluka
Koy. It's talking about the Chaluka.
Again, tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shivas Me'evel Shel Shmuel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave 7 days here in order to for them to probably mourn Shmuel for his death. So that the morning of Shmuel should not get mixed in. The Avelus over the Shmuel, the Rosh, the Tzaddik should not get mixed up with the Avelus of this Rosh. So therefore, he went on his, so therefore it was 7 days out of 10 days for the covet of the death of Shmuel. And then for the next 3 days, Novo was sick, and then he died. So we see Shlosh Yomim, Vaso Shlosh Yomim Ba'amagefa, who made some Agefa. So Novo, having died after 3 days, after the 7 days of mourning, indicates the 3 days of death of Koris. Rabbi Chagai B'Shem, Rabbi Shmuel Baruch Mon says, Vasoas Yomim Eng Siv Kam. It doesn't say 4 10 days. Gidon didn't do anything. Rather, it says Ela Kias Eres Yomim for a period like 10 days. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Asara Yomim Kias Eres Yomim Shebein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave Novel 10 days, like he gives all their shayim between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Shema Yasir Tshuva, maybe do Tshuva, v'lo Asay didn't do Tshuva. Okay, period. Kana Shal Le Rav, it should be Kana As Rav. Zor Shachol Truma. What's the status of a Zor, an uncle who eats Truma? Or Maleba Vomisa, you said you could put him to death. Mean the Tzali, once Rab, Davin, Armele said, Ana, Ani. Such an idiot. Half asleep. Three quarters asleep. In the pasuk, it says, in one part of the pasuk, it says that you pay for the Zorwe Truma. No. Says it by what? It's one at the beginning of Vayikra, one at the middle of Vayikra. That's what it boils down to. So in any event, so says the Gemara. Doesn't matter, but the Truma's equivalent. That's what we're saying. Okay. So. Rabbi Chia, the same Rabbi Yon said, Zor Shachol Truma, is that where I'm up to? Oh, I didn't read the bracket.
In other words, what was the agreement?
We go by the agreement. You know, what's the type word? A coin away Truma when he was Tomei, he himself was Tomei, but Misa he gets the Misa. Now, here he adds on the bottom from the Gra, Vein Zor Shochel Truma Bemisa, a Zoro eats Truma does not get Misa. He doesn't get that. What's the difference? Says Gemara, Rabbi Chiyah B'Sherem B'Yon said, Zor Shochel Truma, oh, for at least first time, it says, even a Zori cheats Truma, Bible Misa gets put to death. Okay? Masdisa Messiah bend the hands of heaven. Masdisa Messiah Rabbi Yochanan, the mission of Prophet Rabbi Yochanan, because what does it say? It says, Oichle Truma Bezodo. People eat Truma intentionally or Tor. Sha'achal Tome, a Tome person way Tome, or Sha'achal Tor, or Vatame Sha'achal Tor, or a person Tome Tor stuff. Baba Misa. They all go put together. Okay, Truma be Kohanim. Okay, Truma Kohanim. If a Kohen eats Truma, Tor Shachal Tor Matar. If he's a Tor eating Tor Truma, so we can use fossil. That's the proper way to do it. Tor Shachal Tome. If a Tor eats a Tome, in other words, a Kohen who's Tor. It's Tomei Truma, so he transgressed the mitzvah saseh. Tomei Shachal Tor, if a person's Tomei eats the Tor stuff. The Tomei Shachal Tomei. Below Taseh, it's alive. It's a private activity. So Gemara asks, why if somebody's tar, a coin is tar, and he eats tame bikurim, he gets an assay, and here he gets a lav. So I'm a Rabbi Vavar Memel, v'achari ucham min ha-kodoshim. It says, then afterwards you should eat from the kodshim, min ha-toyrim, v'lo min ha-tameim. For the Torah wants it, not from the tame ones. So this is talking about also You can eat kachim, but the tar ones and not the tummy ones. The lav. You should eat kachim. which comes to tell you don't eat anything else.
According to the translation of the word, the agreement between the partners.
I'm not getting through to me right now. Let's take a deep breath and do this over again. So, Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Zira. A Zorway Truma. What's his status? Truma Tmeya. A Kohen away Truma Tmeya, they agree here, is prohibited. But it's not Ichi of Misa. A Kohen who's Tame away Truma Tahira, he's Chai of Misa. Okay? What about Israel who's Taru a Truma Tahira? What's his status? Yes, that's the machlokas. Let me see, let's do that in a second, right after the brackets. Let's take it from that. Okay? No, let's take it from before that. Let's take it from Khan or Shor Rabbi Zira. Let's see it from there again. Let's go from much further up. Right at the beginning of the page. Khan or Shor Rabbi Zira. Zor Shahol Truma, Vizor eats Truma. Armalei Bavan Maimiso. He said, you get the death penalty for it. Death penalty in the hands of heaven. I mean, the Tzale, once Rav Davin changes his mind, or Rabbi Zira changes his mind, he said, Amalei, Ani Hashem, Hifsik Yirinya. So it says the Pasuk, Ani Hashem, between the death penalty given to Kohanim who eat Truma, when they're not supposed to, and as Zoro eats Truma, the Zor doesn't get the death penalty. Kohen Shachar Betuma, whoever the Kohen ate Truma when he was Tameh, then he gets Misa. He gets a death penalty. Now, the Ein Zor, it should say, although you don't have it, Ein Zor Shochel Truma v'Misa. A Zor eats Truma no matter what, doesn't get put to death. Okay? Rabbi Chaim Sherbi Yohan said, no, Zor Shochel Truma, if a Zor eats Truma, not Kohen eats Truma, but v'Misa gets put to death. And the hands of heaven, Truma gets put to death. Now, the next word should be, Bezorim, by Zorim, this is the principle. This is the principle. Tor shochal tor. If a tor eats tor, right, everybody's tor. Or tami shochal tome. A tome eats tome. Or tor shochal tome. If a tor eats tome. Or tami shochal tor. The tome eats tor. Bravo miso. Kill them all. That's Rabbi Yochanan holds. Kill them all. Ochle truma bekohani. Let's do the same thing by kohani. Tar shochal tar, the mitzvah, so that's the mitzvah. Tar shochal tome, if a tar kore eats tome truma, basay, transgresses an asay. Tome shochal tar, if a tome kore eats tar truma. So then we say that, or a tome shochal tar, if a tome tar kore eats, tome kore eats tar, if a Tomei person eats Tomei, no, Tomei eats Tahar.
Before was Tahar eats Tomei.
Yeah, but now it's a new case. Tomei eats Tahar.
Tomei eats Tahar.
And Tomei eats Tomei, right. Tomei eats Tomei, or Tomei eats Tomei. Makes lives in substance Tomei. Below, so I say, you get a lap. No more than that. Machom eats Tomei. What did you see this say? That Tor Shochel Tomei, if a Tor eats Tomei, by say all he gets is an assay. How do you know it? Om Rabbi Abba Bar Mema Vavachot Vachar Yochah Mina Kodshim. It says later on you can eat from the Kodshim. Mina Torim, and there it says, from Tor and no Mina Tmeim, and not from Tomei. Kol Asay Shubah Mikoch Asay. Anytime the lab is a derivative of the assay, and the assay eats, means after you go to the mikveh and have Arev Shemesh eat kachim, as opposed to before you go to the mikveh, as opposed to before Arev Shemesh, don't eat kachim, since we learn out from as opposed and by inference from an assay, even though it's a lav, don't do it, it has only the status of an assay. Ravina says a similar thing. Rimash Mashanah Marcin says, call a shirlos, not be makaskes, tochel, anything which got the skins and fins and scales, not not skins and fails. Anyway, fins and scales. Tochlu, you should eat. Anyone which doesn't have fins and scales, lo sochlu, don't eat. So why does it have to tell us that as well? If somebody eats a non-finned fish, you transgress both in asay and lo sasay. And here tmeim means treif. So begin to receive ha. That's only because it says this. Ilu lo I say, but if it had not said I say, you will have received I say you have a call us on the begin to receive her. Well, that's only because it says that any fish which doesn't have stomach excesses, don't eat. Her look, see, what? Her, you will have received I say, you will have received and not said the love, I say you have a, it would have only been I say. And kolosase, even though we could have extrapolated losase, kolosase shu mikoa bum mikoa chase, ain't losase which comes on the heels of an asay, asay you, it's an asay. Okay, that's one way of learning the whole business about Tameh and Torah and how they fit in. Rabbi Yasser Shamile Mihach, Rabbi Yasser from here. It says, Atameh vator yachtav yochlenu, a Tameh and Torah may both eat an animal which became pulsive from his back, psuli mukdoshim was redeemed. So, kana tomi v'tor echli mikara achas. Only here may a tomi and Torah eat together by psulim ukdashim, kachim rendered unfit and then redeemed. Which sounds like b'truma ain't a tomi v'tor echli mikara achas. By truma they may not eat on the same plate. It's a plate. So says the Gemara. Let's say like kachim also by these cases, right? Let's say kachim not give. Ian means really yes, but begin kachik fark siv. Already says by kachik abosar shal liyiga v'chol tamei meat which touches any impurity lo the achel shnabin. So therefore, this pasuk must be coming to say yes, but not truma mikorn. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight because. No, it's getting boring. I should erase that.